internalizing the first event. The basic personal initiative I suggest taking with regard to the first event is to offer daily listening prayers of faith. The key to prayer, I have found, is listening. Consider all the preparation the Lord inspired in creating the necessary conditions for Joseph's prayer and the Lord's answer. These same kinds of preparations can apply to our own understanding of prayer itself. Let's start with the apostasy. At a personal level, we may be keenly aware of some of our own sins, either of commission, wrongdoing, or of omission, simply not doing good or being casual about sacred responsibilities. This may lead us to a desire to repent. Otherwise, using Brigham Young's words, we may pray against counsel. At a personal level, the Renaissance would be analogous to opening our minds and our hearts for the need to learn, to grow, to continue this repentance, and to look out. The Reformation would be analogous to repenting of that which we know we need to repent of, and to open the Scriptures, and to look in, as well as to look up. The Enlightenment and the First Great Awakening would be analogous to listening to our consciences and combining reason and faith. The discovery and colonization of the New World would be analogous to changing our environment so that we are surrounded by uplifting circumstances, inspiring teachers and leaders, and supportive loved ones. The establishment of the divinely inspired Constitution would be analogous to building some orderly structures and positive habits into our lives. The Second Great Awakening of Joseph's day may be analogous to making up our minds to also believe James when he taught us to ask of God, and that if he would give wisdom to them that lacked wisdom, he would give liberally and not upbraid. Then Joseph said, I would venture. This might lead us to our own sacred grove that we would never wish to leave in our hearts and in our minds. The Lord said of the religionists of Joseph's day, they draw near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. The ear of the Spirit, I suggest, is the heart. That's where listening takes place. This kind of listening requires earnest, sincere openness. A genuine two-way communication makes us a little vulnerable because we don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes we pray as if we had a checklist in hand. We give instructions or make requests of the Lord to do our bidding, as if he were some kind of cosmic servant. This kind of prayer is often vain, empty, centered on personal wants, with little connection to the heart, the ear of the Spirit. The key to real effective praying is to exercise faith in our prayers, knowing that we are speaking to a living, loving God in the name of his beloved Son, and that he wants to bless us in his way and according to his will. In the mission field, we encourage our missionaries to keep faith journals. They began each morning with a prayer of faith, first asking to know what the will of the Father was for them on that particular day. Then they would spend time listening to know what commitments they needed to make and keep in order to gain the blessings and wisdom they sought. Finally, in the journal, they would write down the blessings they had prayed for and the commitments that they had made to obey the laws upon which those blessings were predicated. At the end of the day, they would take out the faith journal, examine their level of keeping their commitments, and record the results. Gradually, their faith and the power of their prayers became stronger and stronger. You might consider if such an approach would also work for you. The more we listen in our prayers, the more we will begin to think in terms of our needs rather than our wants, particularly our needs as the Lord would perceive them. It's very helpful to study the Scriptures before such a prayer. Such sincere praying reveals to us also the essence of building strong human relationships with other people, which leads us to the advanced level service initiative. If we are to truly serve others, it's important that we seek to understand first before seeking to be understood. This takes empathy or profound listening. We also learn to affirm to others their basic worth and their potential, in spite of what their behavior may be, not because of it. This represents the spirit of charity, which allows us to look on people as the Father does, with divine love and caring. The levels of initiative for this chapter, therefore, are, at the basic level, offer daily listening prayers of faith. And then at the advanced level, for the enlarging service initiatives, it would be build strong human relationships through profound listening, affirming, and caring service, particularly with those of our loved ones, and particularly with the ones that test us the very most.